Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show 439. We're in the book of Acts. We will be covering chapters 6 and 7 today. In case you have missed any of my shows, they are all on my website. I try to put them up on EFR as soon as they play on the archives. But you may want to listen to them at your leisure, and you can go to either place. My website is https, as in sugar, :// www.pastor-steve.com. Some people have been putting paster, P-A-S-T-E-R, and they don't get me. They get whatever. I give the whole website because there are a number of people that are using Pastor Steve. So, what can I say? I'm the EFR Pastor Steve. There we go. Let's get into chapter 6 of the book of Acts. This whole book, the whole book of Acts, is just action-packed, and really, I really enjoy it. So, I think my enthusiasm might spill over. I really like this. Verse 1 of chapter 6. And in those days, when the taught ones were increasing, like the remnant is today, there arose a grumbling against the Hebrews by the Hellenists. Okay, those were the Hebrews that had come from Greece. They were Israelites. that had been living in Greece. They were still Israelites, okay? But they were grumbling against the Hebrews because their widows were overlooked in the daily serving. All right, verse 2. So the 12, that's the disciples, summoned the group of the taught ones and said, "It is not pleasing for us to leave the word of Elohim and serve tables." Okay, in other words, we have our work cut out for us. We're not there to take care of this, okay? Verse 3. "Therefore, brothers, seek out from among you seven men who are known to be filled with a set-apart spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint for this duty." Verse 4, "But we shall give ourselves continually to prayer and to serving the word." The disciples were special. They couldn't take out from what they were called to do ordinarily mundane things that somebody else could fully do with no problem. Okay, they had to use the gift that they were given in the proper manner. Verse 5. "And the word pleased the entire group, and they chose Stephanos." Okay. Stephan, that's my name. Okay. So it goes all the way back to those times. "A man filled with belief and the set-apart spirit, and Philip, and Prochoros, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a convert from Antioch." Mm-hmm. Verse 6. "Whom they set before the emissaries, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them." There we go, they blessed them, okay? Verse 7. "And the word of Elohim spread, and the number of the taught ones increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the belief." Verse 8. "And Stephanos, filled with belief and power, did great wonders and signs among the people." Verse 9. "But some of those of the so-called congregation of the freedmen," in parentheses, it says Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, "rose up disputing with Stephanos." Verse 10. "But they were unable to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke." In other words, Yahweh's Holy Spirit overpowered them. They couldn't. They were just traitors and instigators. Verse 11. "Then they instigated men to say, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moshe and Elohim.'" Verse 12. Lied. They lied, okay? Verse 12, "And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, so they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council." They set him up with false witness. Here they go, verse 13. "And they set up false witnesses who said, 'This man does not seek to speak blasphemous words against this set-apart place and the Torah. Verse 14. For we have heard him say, saying that this Yeshua of Nazareth shall overthrow this place and change the institutes which Moshe delivered unto us. Straight up, out and out, lies. Boom. They just got up like they do today. There's no difference today. They lied in order to get rid of this holy man. Well, they lie today in order to get rid of us. They cut off our websites. They do this. They do that. They call us names. You're Nazis. You're haters. You're this. You're that. Okay. It's not any different today than it was right then. They had these dirty dogs among them then, and we've got them now. We've got them that creep in, and they're okay for a while, but then they start teaching stuff that's not in the scripture. I mean, we've heard it. We've seen it. Verse 15. And all who sat in the council looking steadily at him saw his face was like the face of a messenger. Now it has heavenly in italics. Okay. Now that ends chapter 6. Now we're going to get into chapter 7, and there are a lot of notes here, so you're going to want to write them down. Verse 1 of chapter 7. And the high priest said, is this so? And here's what Stephanos said. Verse 2 and verse 3. And you can reference Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And he replied, men, brothers, and fathers, listen. The Elohim of esteem appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Aram Naharaim, before he dwelt in Haran. Verse 3, and this is Genesis 12, 1. And he said to him, come out of your land and from your relatives and come here into a land that I shall show you. He left his father's house and followed what Yahweh told him. Get a little drink of coffee here. Verse 4. You can reference Genesis 11, verse 31, and Genesis 12, verse 4. Genesis 11, 31, and 12, 4. Verse 4. Then he came out of the land of Kasdim and dwelt in Haran. Okay. And from there, after the death of his father, he removed him to this land in which you now dwell. All right. Verse 5. All right. Verse 5. You can reference Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 5. Deuteronomy 2, 5. Genesis twelve, seven, 13, 15. 15:4-7 and 18-21. Chapter 24, verse 7, chapter 48, verse 4, and also 17, verse 8. So that's a whole laundry list. Verse 5, and he gave him no inheritance in it, not a foot of it. But he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his seed line after him when as yet he had no child. Verses 6 and 7. Okay. You can reference Genesis 15:13 and 15:14. And Exodus 3, verse 12. Genesis 15:13 and 14. And Exodus 3, verse 12. This is verse 6. And Elohim spoke in this way, that his seed would be sojourning in a foreign land, and that they would be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. Verse 7, and the nation to whom they shall be enslaved, I shall judge, said Elohim. And after that they shall come out and serve me in this place. Now here's verse 8. Verse 8 of chapter 7, reference Genesis 17:10-14, 21:2-4, 25:26, and 29:31-35:18, that whole section, verse 8. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. Now, how many of them today are teaching that circumcision is done away with and it's wrong and it's uncomfortable and it does this and it does that? It is a commandment. It has not passed away. No matter how much they dislike it. It's not the Jewish method of circumcision. It's the Israelite method. And it's a commandment. You can rail against it all you want, but it's still a commandment of Yahweh. Whether you like it or not, I don't care. And anybody, and I'm going to say this, and if it offends anybody, they're offended by the word. If you say that this commandment is brought away, you're a liar. You understand? If you teach that circumcision is done away with and we shouldn't do it today, you are a liar. And if that offends you, it is intended to offend you. I'm sick and tired of these liars. Israelite men are to be circumcised on the eighth day. Period. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no arguments. If you don't do it, you commit sin. There. Deal with it. Verse 8. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so he brought forth Yitzhak and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Yitzhak brought forth Yaakov, and Yaakov brought forth the 12 ancestors. Verse 9. and the ancestors, becoming jealous, sold Yosef into Mitzrayim, but Elohim was with him. Reference Genesis 37, verse 11 and 28, and 39, verses 2 and 21. Verse 10. And delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor. Genesis 39, 21. And wisdom before Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim. And he appointed him governor over Mitzrayim and all his house. Genesis 41, verses 37 through 46. Verse 11. Then a scarcity of food and great distress came over all the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan. Genesis 41, verse 54 and 42, verses 1, 2, and 5. And our fathers found no food. Verse 12. But Jacob heard that there was grain in Mitzrayim. Genesis 42, 2. And he sent out our fathers the first time. Verse 13. And at the second time, Yosef was made known to his brothers, and Yosef's race became known to the Pharaoh. Genesis 45, verses 1 and 16. Genesis 45, 1 and 16. Verse 14. And Yosef sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. Reference Genesis 5, verse 9, 10, 17, and 18. And Genesis 46, verse 27. Verse 15. And Jacob went down to Mitzrayim and died, he and our fathers. Reference Genesis 46, verse 5, Genesis 49, verse 33, and Exodus 1, verse 6. Let me get another little drink of coffee. Verse 16 of chapter 7. And you can reference Genesis 23, verses 3 through 16, Genesis 33, verse 19, Genesis 50, verses 7 through 13, and the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 32. Verse 16. And they were brought over to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a price of silver from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. Verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 and 18, you can reference Exodus 1, verse 8. Verse 17. But as the time of the promise drew near, which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people increased and multiplied in Mitzrayim. Verse 18. Until another sovereign arose who did not know Yosef. That was one of the Hyksos that had overthrown the sovereigns of Mitzrayim. They had a different group of people ruling right then. Verse 19. And you, verse 19, you can reference Exodus 1. Exodus 1, verses 10, 11, and 22. Verse 19, having dealt treacherously with our race, this one mistreated our fathers, making them expose their babies so that they should not live. Verse 20, and you can reference Exodus chapter 2. Verse 2. Exodus 2, verse 2. At that time Moshe was born, and he was well pleasing to Elohim, and he was reared 3 months in the house of his father. Verse 21. And you can reference Exodus chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. Exodus 2, 3 through 10. But when he was exposed, the daughter of Pharaoh took him up and reared him as her own son. Verse 22. And Moshe was instructed in all the wisdom of the Mitzrites. That's the people of Egypt. And was mighty in words and works. All right. Verses 23 through 29. Verses 23 through 29. You can reference Exodus chapter 2. Exodus 2, verses 11 through 15. Verse 23. And when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. Verse 24. And seeing one of them being wronged, he defended and revenged him who was oppressed, smiting the Mitzrayim. That's the Egyptian. Verse 25. And he thought that his brothers would have understood that Elohim would give deliverance to them by his hand, but they did not understand. Verse 26. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and urged them to peace, saying, men, you are brothers. Why do you wrong one another? Verse 27. But he who was wronging his neighbor pushed him away, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Verse 28. Do you wish to kill me as you killed the Mitzrayim yesterday? Verse 29. And at this saying, Moshe fled and became a sojourner in the land of Midian, where he fathered two sons. Okay, verses 30 through 34. 30 through 34. You can reference Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. That's Exodus 3, 1 through 10 for verses 30 through 34. Verse 30. And after 40 years were completed, a messenger of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. Verse 31. And Moshe, seeing it, marveled at the sight, and coming near to look, the voice of Yahweh came to him. Trying to swallow one of these really big pills, and it didn't go down well. I take all my herbs and vitamins in the morning, and it makes me stronger. And Yahweh came to him and sang, verse 32, I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Yitzchak, and the Elohim of Yaakov. And Moshe trembled and did not have the courage to look. Verse 33. But Yahweh said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is set apart ground. Verse 34, I have certainly seen the evil treatment of my people who are in Mitzrayim, and I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them, and now come, let me send you to Mitzrayim. Verse 35, and for verse 35 you can reference Exodus chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 35, this Moshe whom they had refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? This one Elohim sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the messenger who appeared to him in the bush. Verse 36, and for verse 36 you can reference Exodus chapter 7, verse 3, and Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, and the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 33. Verse 36, this one led them out after he had done wonders and signs in the land of Mitzrayim and in the Sea of Reeds and in the wilderness 40 years. Verse 37, and you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 and 18. Deuteronomy 18, 15 and 18. This is the Moshe who said to the children of Israel, Yahweh, your Elohim, shall raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. Him you shall hear. Verse 38. verse 38. And for verse 38, you can reference Exodus chapter 19, 1 through chapter 20, 17. That's Exodus 19, 1 through 20, 17. And the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. That's Deuteronomy 5, 1 through 33. Verse 38, this is he who was in the assembly in the wilderness with the messenger who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the living words to give to us. Verse 39, unto whom our fathers would not become obedient but thrust away, and in their hearts they turned back to Mitzrayim. Verse 40, you can reference Exodus 32, verses 1 and 23. Exodus 32, 1 and 23. Saying to Aharon, make us mighty ones to go before us, for this Moshe who led us out of the land of Mitzrayim, we do not know what had become of him. Well, he was still up on the mountain. He didn't come back down. He was still up there getting the word. But they couldn't wait. They were stiff-necked and hard-headed. Verse 41. And you can reference Exodus 32, verses 2 through 6. Exodus 32, verses 2 through 6. And they made a calf in those days and brought an offering to the idol and were rejoicing in the works of their own hands. Verses 42 and 43 reference Amos chapter 5 verses 25 through 27. Amos 5 verses 25 through 27, verse 42. So Elohim turned and gave them up to worship the host of the heaven. That's the stars and stuff. And you can reference Deuteronomy 4:19 on that and 17:3 on that. And 2 Kings 23, verse 5. 2 Kings 23, 5. Worship the host of heaven as it has been written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring slaughtered beasts and offerings unto me during 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? Verse 43, and you took up the tent of Molech and the star of your mighty one, Kiun, images which you made to bow before them. Therefore I shall remove you beyond Babel. Verse 44. See, this is a rapid timeline that Stephanos is recounting to these judges. Verse 44. You can reference Exodus 25, verses 9 and 40 for verse 44. The tent of witness was with our fathers in the wilderness, as he appointed, instructing Moshe to make it according to the pattern that he had seen. In other words, he was given the pattern to how to make the holy tabernacle. Let me get another drink of coffee here. Okay. Okay, verse 45. And you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Joshua 3, 14 through 17 for verse 45. Which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Yehoshua, that's Joshua, okay, into the land possessed by the nations, whom Elohim drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of Dawid. Verse 46. Reference 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 1 through 16. 2 Samuel 7 1 through 16. Until the days of Dawid, verse 46, who found favor before Elohim and asked to find a dwelling for the Elohim of Yaakov. Verse 47, reference 1 Kings, chapter 6, verses 1 through 38. 1 Kings 6, 1 through 38, and 2 Chronicles 3, verses 1 through 17. 2 Chronicles 3, 1 through 17. Verse 47, but Shlomo built him a house. Because the reason for that is Dawid had done so much war and shed so much blood. Verse 48. However, the Most High does not dwell in dwellings made with hands, as the prophet says. Verse 49 and 50. Verse 49 and 50, you can reference Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. Verse 49, the heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house shall you build for me, says Yahweh? Or what is the place of my rest? Verse 50, has my hand not made all these? Verse 51, you can reference Exodus 33 verses 3 through 5, Leviticus 26 verse 41, and Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 10, verse 51. This applies today. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. That doesn't mean that circumcision of the sexual organ has been supplanted. That's used to describe the apostasy of Israel. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the set-apart spirit, as your fathers did, you also do. Verse 52, and he's reading them the Riot Act here. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who before announced the coming of the Righteous One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. Verse 53. who received the Torah as it was ordained by messengers, but did not watch over it. They didn't keep the Torah. They were given the Torah by the prophets and the fathers, but they didn't keep it. Verse 54. You have to realize this is a stacked crowd. Okay? And hearing this, they were cut to the hearts and gnashed the teeth at him. They couldn't stand the truth. Absolutely drove them bonkers. Just as it does today. And who do they attack? They attack the truthers. Verse 55. Reference 4th Maccabees. Chapter 6, verse 6. 4th Maccabees 6, 6. But he, being filled with the set-apart spirit, looked steadily into heaven and saw the esteem of Elohim and Yahshua standing at the right hand of Elohim. Verse 56. Reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, 1. And he said, look, I see the heavens open, and the son of Adam standing at the right hand of Elohim. Listen to this. This is what happens today. And crying out with a loud voice, they stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one mind. You can just hear them saying, oi! Oi! And they ran at him. Verse 58, and threw him out of the city and stoned him. Verse 58. Threw him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Shaul. As they were stoning Stephanos, as he was calling and saying, Master Yahshua, receive my spirit. Verse 60. And kneeling down, he cried out with a loud voice, Master, do not hold this sin against them. Because they were instigated by the Edomites that were in the council. They ran things just like they run the Judeo-Christian churches today. And having said this, he fell asleep. In other words, he died. Okay? He died. They killed him right there. And who was looking on? Shaul. That's okay. He was watching, and that's Paul. That's his first name. His name was changed to Paul. His name was Shaul, okay? Just like King Shaul, who opposed David, okay? The opponent of King David. Well, at first, this was the opponent of Yahshua. sort of funny how it works out that way. That ends chapter 7. I really don't have time to get into chapter 8 because there's 40 verses in it. I can't do it justice. And I don't like to break up chapters, quite honestly. I don't like to do that. I'm doing this fairly early in the morning when everything is quiet here. I'm trying to record ahead for the Feast of Tabernacles, and I'm trying to get this whole week done, and then the next week I'll be recording all day today. I'm recording this on the 24th, so I'm going to do a number of recordings today and tomorrow and the next day and all that stuff to get everything ahead so I have new shows during the Feast of Tabernacles. Take another couple of pills here. I have these herbal supplements that I take. They're all natural, no big pharma at all, and just amazing. I'm getting my body the nutrients it needs to heal itself. That's the secret. Your body will heal itself. It's an amazing mechanism. But it's just like your automobile. Your car needs gas and oil to function. Well, I'm putting in the right components. You got to lube the front end. Well, you got to lube your joints. Your body needs things, and you're not going to get them from the food sources that you have today because they're genetically modified stuff, and then the processing, and if you get pre-cooked stuff, they just cook it until all the nutrients are gone. So I eat a lot of fresh stuff, eat a lot of protein, fresh vegetables, fresh, not all cooked down to a glop, they're nice and crisp. And fruit, I wash all my fruit thoroughly because you can't get anything that's not sprayed for transport unless you buy something locally. And what if the apple crop locally is done? You've bought a bunch of that stuff, and you've eaten it all up, and you have to buy apples from somewhere. Well, they have to transport those apples. You're going to get something out of the apples, but you have to wash them because they spray them with stuff. These are evil times, and they even do evil to our foods. They really do evil to our foods. And we've got a lot of betrayers and false teachers out there that are trying to do away with portions of the law. And I get into it and I get people angry because I stand for the law. You can't take it upon yourself to do away with things that Yahweh has established. Just because we don't like them, or they're inconvenient, or they're this, or they're that, all these reasons. He's given us a guidebook for life. It's called the Scriptures. And when we deviate from that, when we try to cut things out of it, it's only to our hurt. It's not good. So, I'm getting ready for the feast. This coming Friday is Yom Kippur, the 28th of September. It's not the same one as the Jewish one. We go by the solar calendar, and Yom Kippur is a day of celebration. It is fasting, but you fast to Yahweh, and you celebrate that the atonement has been done by Yeshua Messiah. And I'm probably going to do a wake-up call for Thursday on that, so you might want to tune in. We'll see. This is going to be Wednesday's show for the 26th. I really love the book of Acts. So let's have a little music. I'm going to play the bumper music and then a few country tunes. And I'll catch you on the next show. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Here I lay. Me. Says that I am gonna rest when you